You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, heading into the week, although technically Sunday is the beginning of the week. I've just never thought of it that way, but I'm so excited because you might remember about 4 or 5 weeks ago, amidst all this conference realignment madness, we had a guest, Dan Lust, who joins us, and he... Sports Law Lust is his Twitter handle, and it has really picked up since he's on a show last, but it's a guy who is in sports law, as the name implies, and he, you know, really knows his stuff, but this NIL name, image, likeness has really changed things. And since that time, I'm like, man, I need to have you on for part two. And with, you know, the season starting and conference realignment and portal and... Gosh, there's guys already in the portal. I got like 5 emails today. Mr. Swaim, I'm putting my name in the portal. Well, congratulations. I hope it works out well for you, but I don't know if it will. Ohio State had a guy yesterday who quit during the game, just walked off the field. He was kind of ticked because he got put in late when they were way ahead of Akron or whoever they played. And he just quit, and he's going to put his name in the portal. He's a senior. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out well for him at the high D1 level, but yeah, man, a lot of stuff happened yesterday in football. We'll talk about that. Obviously, the Cowboys get a big win over Kansas State at home. First half, man, looked like a juggernaut offensively. Defense played well the whole game, but I guess it was Mike probably took his foot off the gas a little bit and felt like, you know what, we could probably coast into this one and... You know, whatnot. Yeah, because they didn't score another point. Matter of fact, does that make 2 second halves in a row, Bill, where they haven't scored a point? Yeah. It's kind of what I was thinking. I didn't even think to look it up, but yeah, I was pretty sure. Yeah, they've not scored a point in the second half the last 2 weeks. But get 2 big wins, so not going to be too disappointed in that, but I have a feeling there's some games coming up where you're going to need some points in the second half and can't coast like that. Cowboys move up to 19 in the AP poll. Of course, the AP is not part of the services and number data they use for, who gets in the playoffs. But, you know, it's important. It kind of represents where you're at. I'm not sure which is the better poll. I kind of think the AP is a more accurate poll most of the time, just because the folks who vote for it are media members and they actually watch a lot of ball. Some of them just see their team and their conference, and, you know, I get that, but college coaches don't see anybody except their conference and their team, and usually they've got like a student manager or something. Hey, I got to get that poll in today, Sunday morning. Can you do that for me? I don't ask me any questions. I don't see anybody. How about you? Well, I don't either. So, yeah, the coaches' poll's kind of messed up a lot of time. The AP poll, I do have some issues with it because it's pretty regionally biased. Yeah, we've been talking about football. We've been talking about, you know, basketball right around the corner. We've been talking about, you know, the portal, all these things going on. But one of the things that got kind of shoved to the back burner, and normally in most years when we didn't have COVID and all these things going on, the NIL would be the biggest fish out there to talk about. And, you know, but since we had Dan on last time, and I thought he was an excellent guest, Bill did too, and I got a lot of compliments about that went back and listened. And if you get a chance, you might go back on our website at gregswaim.com/radio, and you can listen to Dan last time he was on. But the reason I want to get him on again, you know, we've played 4 games. Everybody's played roughly 4 games. And right down the road, Spencer Rattler, he's making $1 million. And you know what? He's not playing very well. And OU fans certainly let him know they were disappointed in his play yesterday, last night, as they were yelling, "We want Caleb." And that's embarrassing. Now, I know if you're one of the good OU fans, you didn't do that. But the students did, and some, you know, listen, that's booing players I've never really been a fan of, and we've always had a policy that, you know, we didn't pick on certainly high school kids, but we didn't pick on college kids either because, you know, I know they're getting scholarships, but they're not getting paid. They're playing for the most part of the love of the game. Most of them are never going to make it to the NFL. NIL changed that, and I think more so, and I want to ask Dan about this, it changed it in a way that, you know what? Those guys were like pros now. In the NFL, they boo guys all the time. I mean, just watch any Philadelphia game. They booed Santa Claus one time. So, you know, but NFL's a different deal. Those guys are all making millions of dollars, even the ones that are making the least. In college, if a guy's making $1 million and he's not playing very well, and he's certainly not playing as well as he did last year, it starts creeping into fans' minds. You know what? Is this guy all about the money? Does he really not love our university like we do? Is he not a big fan of the University of Oklahoma or Oklahoma State or Texas or whoever you root for? No. You know what? Some of them do, and some of these guys will come back the rest of their lives and be good alumni and stuff. But, you know, a lot of them, they're mercenaries, man. They're going to play for whoever pays them the most money. Now, I don't like what happened last night in Norman, and I think most people with a brain don't either. I don't like it when people boo, Spencer Rattler. I don't like when, you know, people boo Oklahoma State's Spencer. You know what? I don't think anybody's out there tanking a game or anything. Now, what I do think, and this is the big question I have for Dan, is do you think that when a guy all of a sudden makes $1 million, he thinks he's arrived and he just doesn't put as much emphasis on it? I don't know the answer to the question, but I have seen it a couple times this year where it certainly creeps in your mind. You know what? This guy was better last year when he wasn't making any money. Now that he's making all this money, maybe it's, you know, I think I used the term yesterday, like Rocky Balboa in Rocky III. You know, he didn't have the eye of the tiger. Clubber Lang had the eye of the tiger and kicked his hiney. And, you know, he had to get the eye of the tiger back. Well, Spencer Rattler, if he doesn't get the eye of the tiger back by next week, he may find himself not being QB1. He might find himself being QB2. An automobile company in the Oklahoma City metro area, a very well-known deal, got him two vehicles this week because you can. And it's all over the internet. He's got his picture with his two vehicles in front of it. You know what? Oklahoma fans just ate that up and chewed it up and spit it out last night because they're tired of their team not playing very well, particularly their quarterback who's making millions of dollars. And so I really am excited to ask Dan about that. And if you have any questions or comments for Dan, you can text us on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. We're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors before we get Dan on, and excited about that. And they got a couple new sponsors hopefully we'll be adding in the next month. But they got some great ones. Now, we'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Greg Swaim Show on KSPI-FM.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin and/or cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. or text internet to 22777. This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. International Weather Service forecast, tonight clear and 62, Monday sunny and hot again, 95 with a heat index near 100, Monday night partly cloudy, 65, a 20 to 30% chance of storms, 92 and 65 Tuesday and Tuesday night.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
Welcome back. Super Sunday here on the show. Dan Lutz going to join us here in just a little bit. Dan is an attorney who's an expert in sports law, and he's been all over the NIL. Matter of fact, you want to know about everything about the NIL you could possibly know, you need to follow him. It's make sure to give you the exact exact name he has on Twitter. It's Sports Law Lust. Lust, like it's spelled lust, but Sports Law Lust, Dan Lust. We've had him on before, and but it was such a good show that I felt like it was incomplete. So we wanted to give him about 45 minutes a day to really go in depth on it, because some things have transpired in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, week zero, and then the first 4 weeks, and guys not playing. I mean, look at Clemson. Holy smokes! I bet that guy's getting NIL. And he's going to feel like he has to pay it back. The other thing I want to ask Dan, and this came out from a text just a little bit ago, what about taxes? I mean, you think these 18-year-old kids know anything about paying taxes? You think it's ever occurred to them, hey, I'm going to get $1 million, but I'm going to have to pay, gosh, what do you usually pay on $1 million? A couple hundred thousand, you think? 40%? Yeah, $40,000 or $400,000. Yeah, I hope they're putting that money away. Hopefully they are, because they should have all their other expenses paid. But Dan joining us right now. And first of all, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Proud to be back. I feel like a lot has transpired since we last spoke, but always a pleasure to join you.
Well, yeah, and it got me to thinking last night, because I already asked you about being on the show, and so many people asked last time, like, that was an incomplete interview. You just ran out of time. It's like, we didn't, like a basketball game. We didn't lose. We just ran out of time. But we got some time now. I want to give you some extra time, because
One thing last night as I'm watching that OU game, and the fans are just absolutely berating Spencer Rattler, I had to think NIL plays into their psyche a little bit, because I've never heard, you know, we as Oklahoma State fans, we like to say OU eats their young, and sometimes they do, but this was at a whole different level. I mean, when you have the announcers just, you know, usually they try to ignore that stuff. In this case, they not only didn't ignore it, they hit it head on. And even at the end, they were asking Spencer Rattler about it. And of course, he said the right thing, but you know he had to be. If you watched QB1 a few years ago, him as a high school kid, he did not help his likability factor coming in anywhere he would have been in the first place. But now that he's, you know, making $1 million or whatever for signing autographs and having his own apparel and things like that, I got to think that puts a lot more pressure on him.
I think so. And from an NIL perspective, I should mention, Greg, we had the chance to interview Nikosi Perry, Florida Atlantic quarterback, for our podcast last week. Nikosi Perry, if that name should sound familiar for the NIL people, but he's the first athlete to sign an alcohol sponsorship deal in the country. No college athlete has done it. It's obviously a new space, and obviously the school-specific school has to approve it. But we asked him the question that I think Spencer Rattler is probably being asked, right? How do your deals impact the locker room? Surely on a professional level, you know, the Drew Brees of the world, those guys are getting paid millions. They hook their offensive linemen up. If they win MVP or whatever awards they win, they can hook their offensive linemen up. But we're still in an era, right? Like, I don't know, is Spencer Rattler giving anything to the offensive linemen, right? Are they giving anything to wide receivers? You know, what really has Spencer Rattler earned at this level to get away with not kind of hooking his teammates up? So it's an interesting locker room dynamic that we've never seen at the NIL level. And even at a school like Florida Atlantic, Nikosi Perry says, you know, his fellow offensive linemen, his roster, you know, guys on the roster are asking him about his deal. So, you know, certainly level of maybe jealousy, but, you know, these kids are 18, 19, 20. A lot to ask them to deal with it, especially, you know, it's never happened before in college. So, yeah, I'm sure Spencer Rattler's getting it. It's a very different dynamic to the college sports landscape.
Well, I've talked to a lot of current, former D1 coaches in football and basketball where, you know, if there's cheating, it's going to occur at the high D1 level. And they'll tell you, you know, it's not, you don't have to worry about the other school turning you in necessarily. You got to worry about another kid in the locker room who's not getting near as much as, you know, this kid got. And because they know, they see what you're driving and things like that. And Spencer Rattler just had a pretty well documented on Twitter last week, a local vehicle company in the Oklahoma City area got him two vehicles just because they can, and they're huge OU boosters and, you know, the whole thing, you know, which works out great if you're winning national championships and Heisman's. And that's the other part, you know, poor Spencer Rattler, if you want to think that way. But look who he's following. I mean, three guys who, you know, either won Heisman's or they, you know, they were right up there and had great seasons and whatnot. But, you know, he's not playing real well. And you mentioned the offensive lineman. His apologists right now, mostly his mother, are out there saying, well, it's because of the dang line, you know, he's not getting any time. And that's not necessarily true. I watched that game. He had a lot of time, man. He could have made a sandwich and a cup of coffee back there. But I just, you know, I think that this is kind of playing the mind play of fans out there who, you know, going to vent their frustrations when things aren't going all rosy and dandy.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And I think, you know, at a high level, you just have to think about dynamics, right? This is the first time in college sports history you can openly have agents kind of advocating on your behalf. So, you know, people talk, and we've talked in the NIL space about the difference between the have and the have not. And certainly, you know, maybe you'll compare quarterbacks between quarterbacks, different institutions, maybe basketball players between basketball players. But there's this really interesting dynamic, right? And Spencer Rattler's mom, I didn't see this, Greg, I'll take your word for it. His mom's going out there and blaming the offensive line, right? And he's trying to, hey, say it's not all these deals, it's the offensive line's problem. It's probably still not going to give him any favors at the offensive lineman.
Yeah, right? It's not going to happen. He might get his butt kicked, actually.
He might, right? And it's going to engender another level of maybe, you know, professional jealousy or, you know, I, you know, we'd be crazy to say that that's not a real dynamic that occurs in these locker rooms. You know, they're obviously aware of the deals. They see the same Twitter posts, Instagram posts that we do. You know, and you have to kind of ask yourself, you know, is it okay for, you know, college kids to be getting these type of deals and not expect any type of blowback from his teammates. So, you know, it's certainly a new dynamic. And I think Spencer Rattler came in to the season, whether rightfully or wrongfully, on a lot of people's boards as the number one quarterback to be taken in the draft. And for that reason, I think a lot of the reason, he's getting the, you know, he's one of the highest paid NIL players. So, I don't know. You know, we'll see. Expectations are tough, but they're going to be tough at any level. Spencer Rattler seemed to deal with it pretty well up until this point. And this is the first time that these NIL deals are coming in. So, cause and effect, you never know. But, you know, I think it's fair to ask the question.
Now that we're a month into the college football season and these guys have been making NIL money and some still getting more and more and more, do you see, is it kind of the way you thought, might have predicted it'd be, where the SECs and some of the, you know, blue bloods of the world, their players are getting a lot more than, say, your, you know, gang of five or, you know, group of five type divisions?
I think so. I mean, it's really kind of follow the leader, right? You know, at a certain point, you know, the Alabamas of the world are going to be driving up the price, and the schools in that vicinity also kind of have to keep pace. You know, the thing, Greg, that I think has surprised me, we'll never know how much money truly is in the space. I've seen some reports that maybe for the next 3 years you'll get somehow $100 million in NIL deals. But it's really going to be 5-6 years down the line when you have these really big brands decide to touch the space. I saw Arby's came out with a deal this past week. Arby's is maybe not an A-level brand. Maybe they're a B-level brand. It's a national fast food chain. And they came out with this this NIL kind of partnership, and I think, Greg, you'll love this. Arby's, like Arby's the sandwich, Arby's, right, like the letter R and the letter B.
Okay.
So they're signing up college football running backs, Arby's. So I thought that was fantastic.
That's not a bad gimmick.
Yeah. So, you know, the reason I bring it up, you're starting to get these brands coming in, right? Arby's is up there. Raising Cane's is maybe up there. But, you know, it's going to take some time for the Googles, the Microsofts, the Apples, those guys to come in. And when those guys come in, national brands, I think it'll be maybe a little more fair. Right now, you have the diehard, you know, college football. It's SEC country. So not to say that it won't hit the rest of the country, but I think it makes sense that, you know, the brands that want to help their schools, you know, and help those portions of the country, the Alabamas of the world, I think they're finding their way there. And obviously, as we spoke about, you know, the boosters will find ways to contribute money to the programs. But these national brands will, I think, help make, you know, NIL more of a national conversation. But right now, I think it's kind of heavily weighted toward the SECs, the footballs, and the basketballs.
Dan Lush joining us, and the second time he's been on. I hope it won't be the last, definitely, as he is the NIL expert. Sports Law Lush. So NIL is not the only thing he does, but anything involved with sports law. So, you know, obviously you want to talk NFL, NBA, you know, Major League Baseball, those types of things. He's going to know a lot about that, too. But the thing that's really, I don't know, kind of, this has been going on. I mean, for anybody who says, I don't like NIL because I don't like paying players and the cheating and all this stuff. Actually, you're taking what used to be cheating, and you know, it's been going on for probably 100 years, and now it's just legal, right? I mean, if you want to continue to play big-time D1 football, you're probably going to have to get involved in the NIL. I mean, if you're not, you know, most kids aren't going to want to go there, I'm going to think.
Yeah, I think so. I think the comment I saw, I think it was from over at TCU, but it's almost at a certain point, right? You kind of have to compete at a certain point, right? And I think, Greg, last time I was on, I was explaining how what we think would be not allowed, and I don't think the Miami deal and the Florida State deal had come to fruition, but these pay-for-play schemes that are like, hey, we'll give you $500 a month to the extent that you endorse this particular program. So people kind of said, hey, we don't want to allow, and this is at an NCAA level and this academic level, we don't want to give kids a version of what it'll look kind of like a salary, $500 a month. So Miami had this deal, this booster came out and said, if you endorse this version of an MMA gym, I'll give you $500 a month. Florida State came out, did a similar thing with a different brand. So, I don't know, we didn't think these type of deals would be allowed, but then, Greg, here's the, you know, the big question is like, who's policing this? Who's telling us that
NCAA's dead? Yeah, NCAA's dead,
and Florida State's going to have to police itself. Miami's going to police itself, and are they really going to do it? So you have these schools. Even BYU has the same type of deal. They're paying, you know, a brand is paying. I think the brand is called Built, but they're paying, you know, the scholarships for walk-ons. And we didn't think that type of stuff would be allowed, but here it is. And who's going to be the one to step up and say, "Hey, college kids shouldn't get paid"? You know, we shouldn't pay our walk-ons. No, it's kind of a double-edged sword, and the school that stands up and blows the whistle is maybe the school that loses in the recruiting battle. So kind of a double-edged sword. Until the NCAA steps up, you know, people are just going to keep pushing the envelope here.
Dan, one thing I really wanted to ask you, and this is something I probably ought to ask one of these local dealerships that, you know, we're giving Spencer Rattler literally two vehicles last week. And, I mean, pictures with, you know, it's on their Twitter page, a picture of Spencer Rattler there in the, you know, at the dealership with his two new vehicles he just got. Apparently there's nothing illegal about that. But here's my question. Is that good business? I mean, don't you, if you're in Alabama, for instance, and you give their quarterback, you know, a couple of cars, don't you kind of tick off the Auburn fan just like you would in Oklahoma by only giving Spencer Rattler and the Sooners something, and you don't you just cut your Oklahoma State market?
Probably. I mean, you know, the truth is, again, Greg, like, I don't know how much market research people have done or care to do, but Spencer Rattler's willing to pose with the car, and he's kind of this lightning rod for NIL deals. People like you and I are tracking it. Maybe that's the move. Maybe you take some of the heat a little bit. And then you have the crowd, right? You know, the college football crowd that's aware that sponsoring, you know, Brett Rattler in some way, shape, or form. And then you have, you know, maybe the other 90% of potential customers that don't care. They just say, hey, they want to buy a car. Who cares if Spencer Rattler bought a car? So I can see it, but maybe in their calculus, they've said, we'll maybe get more customers overall by endorsing one quarterback than by endorsing none at all. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I truly think, though, at this stage, you know, 90 days into this era, and you know, I kind of alluded to it before, these big brands aren't touching the space for what reason, I'm not sure, but they really want to see, you know, see what this market looks like, see what their actual return on investment is. And giving money to a Spencer Rattler, who's very market specific. He's not a national player. He's tied to OU. So what's the, you know, advantage of giving money to that particular player? So I think the Apples of the world, the Microsofts, Googles, all these, you know, AA-level brands, those guys are sitting back, and they want to see for maybe a year, 2 years, what the landscape really plays out to be. Because you don't want to, right, pay money to a particular player and then isolate the rest of your potential consumers. So I think those questions are still being worked out. But, you know, I love to see Arby's come in with these creative marketing. So we'll see. We'll see what more comes of it. But, you know, you'd be kind of blind to see that these real A-level brands are not touching the space.
Yeah, one thing I just don't get about this whole thing is, you know, we're making something theoretically that has been going on forever and ever, at least with the big time schools, and we're making it so it's legal now. So everybody can do it. So you can't really gripe about it. But what's to keep some guy who just, you know, maybe he, you know, an Oklahoma State fan or Nebraska fan, and they just win the lottery. And I think I saw something about that recently where he gave a whole lot of money to, you know, players and things like that at his school, kind of like maybe what was going on at Miami. I just, man, it's like the wild, wild west. Too many things have happened all at once. You know, if it was just the NIL, great, but you got NIL, you got COVID, you got transfer portal. I was just telling Bill, we've got, you know, five guys who emailed me this week. Mr. Swam, I'm going in the transfer portal. You know, I don't know what to say. It's like, okay, congrats, good luck, whatever. I can't help you, really. I mean, you know, short as somebody goes, hey, you know anybody in the transfer portal? Well, you got the transfer portal, coach. You know, yeah, this kid's pretty good, but, you know, he didn't play much where he was at, which is why most kids are in the transfer portal. But all these things happening at once, man, it's like taking this sport that I love that's never really been broken, and they're trying to fix it.
Yeah, and this would be the time, Greg, to the point earlier, this would be the time for somebody, be it the NCAA or, you know, the quote-unquote commissioner of college football, to the extent that position ever existed, to step up and instill some order. But you kind of have the inmates, for lack of a better term, running the asylum here. And it's an interesting concept, because are we okay with the inmates running the asylum? Are we okay with the Miamis, the Floridas, you know, the OUs kind of pushing the envelope on what is and what's not allowed? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's standing to benefit the players, but you still do need some kind of semblance of order. I as an attorney, don't really feel that comfortable that we're kind of literally making these rules up on the fly as we go. You know, somebody gave me I did a talk yesterday for law school earlier this week, and they asked me this question. You know, if a student athlete came to a school, the school said, hey, you know, we can't give you any NIL deals, but listen, do yourself a favor, give yourself a logo and create a website, you know, johndoe.com. and make sure you have enough inventory of t-shirts. And the guy goes, what do you mean? And he goes, just make sure you have enough t-shirts. And then, you know, it's like the kid signs up with the school, and then they put out the message to all the alumni, hey, buy this kid's shirt for $30 a shirt. There's very creative ways to get money to these particular players. Are we okay with that? Is that cheating? I don't really think so. And who's harmed in this? Certainly the school is going to be happy that the alumni are paying for this player, quote unquote, to come. And certainly the player's happy. But, you know, if you are looking at college football as you do, Greg, on an overall national landscape, you just have schools kind of cheating in plain sight and no one seems to be doing anything. And I'm saying cheating because I don't really know what else to call it, but they're making up the rules on the fly. And it's not really conference specific. It's not, it's not necessarily, region specific, but no one's out here kind of policing and trying to put something together. So maybe, Greg, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, we're going to be talking about a federal law that kind of tries to create some semblance of order. But right now, it's the wild, wild west. That term is a perfect use of it because schools are really doing whatever they want and the alumni don't care. They're happy to see, to some extent, finding creative ways to get players in the door. Get players to the transfer portal, no real semblance in order has to leave at least the national people with an uneasy feeling on this.
Well, in Texas, a couple months ago, we found out they were leaving to go to the SEC. The Texas State Legislature brought in the Texas Athletic Department and the school and whatnot. And you might have seen some of that online, but I'm going to guess very favorably that she was a TCU graduate because one of the state legislatures asked the Texas AD, he goes, what kind of money are you making? Where would you rank nationally? Go, well, we're probably number one in endowment money for athletics. And she said, so are you telling me your fans are more excited about, because you went 2-7 against TCU in the last 9 years, are you more excited, your fans more excited about getting beat by Bama than they are TCU? Is that the point of moving? So they got raked over the coals pretty good, yet not a word on NIL in the state legislature.
Yeah, and I think for people, as you mentioned, kind of Greg, I'm a lawyer by trade first, and then obviously I dig into all the sports law stuff. If you're looking for a life preserver, this is we're having this conversation at legal circles. June 16th, and I think June 10th, it was two dates in early June where we were talking about a national bill. And there was kind of a public outcry. Everyone wanted this national bill. It was happening in legislatures around the country. States kept passing new laws. And now all of a sudden, you're 75 days into the NIL cycle. And you kind of look around, and I don't know how many schools and how many states are clamoring for a federal bill that'll disrupt everything, that's happened these last 90 days. I know Nick Saban, probably over in Alabama, he loves this, right? He loves that he can talk about Bryce Young getting all these deals, and I'm sure Oklahoma loves it. So I, if you ask me on July 1st if I thought a federal bill would come down to try to clean the space up, I'd say certainly, just with the amount of attention, the Congress was paying to it. But, 90 days in, I don't think it's coming. I think states are okay. And, and I think the college football coaches, college football alumni, I think they push it, push the agenda to some extent. And I don't see the public outcry for a federal bill anymore. I think this might be the new normal, but I know that, I've spoken to a lot of these people, the federal people behind the scenes trying to work on the bill. We'll see. We'll see if there's enough public support for it. But I could just tell you that I think public sentiment is shifting towards the necessity of a federal bill. And then maybe you just have this arms race that just keeps occurring, right? Be it Texas, be it Oklahoma. We'll see. I mean, I can't tell you at this point what's going to happen since it's all uncharted territory. But certainly a fascinating conversation that's occurring.
Dan Lust joins us. Sports Law Lust is where you follow him on Twitter. Sports attorney, heard on ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports. He even has his own podcast, Condetrimental Podcast. And, of course, you just go to Sports Law Lust. You'll see all those right at the top of his bio. But I was thinking about you the other day, since you're a Nebraska guy, and I don't think things are as bad as some Nebraska fans think. I can see improvement the last couple weeks, as you probably can too, being a cerebral fan as opposed to one of the crazies out there. But a lot of Nebraska fans, talking about, you may have seen the tweet I put out there late last night as they were talking about, gosh, it just got to be, 10 kinds of hell to be a Nebraska fan. We're just, woe is us. And I'm like, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, you'd just, you know, be ahead of us 50 to nothing in the third quarter and put in all your wretch. And, you know, as we walk out of Lincoln, Nebraska a few times, it pats you on the back. Thanks for coming, you know, which almost makes you madder than when they dog cuss you in Norman. But I just had to say, I love you, Nebraska fans, because you're probably the classiest winning teams I've ever seen. But you know what? I don't feel too sorry for you, because you just beat our butts for 40 years.
Yeah, that the Nebraska has found some creative ways to lose this year. I think they could have beaten Oklahoma. They had them up against the ropes. Last night, you get a punt return touchdown within 4 minutes. It's just rough ways to lose. I think Nebraska, and I'm not, you know, I'm not, I didn't go to Nebraska. I just I support them because they're one of the most passionate.
I got you. I know you're a fan, and I've seen your picture. Your little daughter's wearing Nebraska stuff. So
it's. I'll tell you offline. It's a longer story, but okay. Nebraska has adopted me as one of their own. So gotcha. I will go out and hold.
Oh, they're good. They're the best folks. And you know, Dan, every time we'd go to games there, they would come up with a Jumbotron, whether it was Tom Osborne or later on some of the other coaches. And they would, before the game even started, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, these are our visitors. We respect them. You know, it's like it was a, I don't know what the word would be, but it was like a thing, you know, at Nebraska that we have to treat our visitors with respect. And that's kind of rare.
Yeah, no, they're certainly some of the most passionate fans on Twitter, and I'm sure in real life as well. But, you know, there's a universe where, and I was listening to show recently, like of the greats that have since kind of fallen on hard times, be it, you know, Texas, USC, Miami. You know, I think it's you maybe someone wants to put Nebraska in that category, but you know, they've just been struck with some really bad luck as of late. You know, they really could be sitting at 5-0 right now with wins over Oklahoma and Michigan State, and then you know, they're sitting here with Scott Frost in the hot seat. So rough to see. And you know, these guys were ahead of the NIL movement. They were one of the first states to pass it, but we'll see. Hopefully NIL can give some creative advantages to some of these schools, be it, you know, Oklahoma State or Nebraska, but kind of middle America, so we don't keep getting these powerhouses kind of collecting on the coast. I don't think that's really good for football.
I got a couple questions for you that have already come in. I think there will be some more here in the next few minutes on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, 405-880-2316. That's 405-880-2316. Dan, if you don't mind, I'll take a quick break, come back, and get some of those questions to you after this, okay?
Of course.
This Thanks, is Sports sir. Threat, and this is the new free Sports Threat app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. or text internet to 22777.
Hey, it's Jay McCrae for Slim Chickens here in Stillwater. Have you heard about the new lineup of delicious Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens? Four fresh, flavor-packed chicken sandwiches made with buttermilk marinated fried chicken breast, juicy, tender, all-natural, and then they layer it with signature ingredients on that delicious toasted brioche bun. Try them today, the new club chicken sandwich, the cayenne ranch sandwich, Slim Chickens buffalo ranch sandwich, and the crispy chicken sandwich. Give them a try today, the new lineup of delicious Kraft sandwiches only at Slim Chickens here in Stillwater.
Hey, and welcome back. Terrific Sunday. Dan Lush joining us and talking NIL, but talking a few other things as well in the world of sports. And Dan got a couple of questions, some of them better than others, so I'll start with the good ones first. And if we got enough time, I'll roll on some of the others. You can text us as well at 405-880-2316 if you have a question for Dan or myself or a comment you want to get on, we can do that. But wanting to know a little bit about, are the, is this going to help, I guess we're talking NIL, is this going to help the rich get rich and the poor get poorer?
Yes and no. I mean, you have to kind of think what schools are associated with particular brands and what particular alumni. I think you have to, on a high level, I think the short answer is yes. The schools that are football crazy, their alums are going to be that much more inclined to help those potential football programs. If you're a school that's potentially, you know, finished in last place 5 years in a row, I'm not sure how motivated an alum is going to be to help kind of recreate the program. Whereas maybe a deal at a, you know, at a Tennessee or these kind of middling schools that have kind of been kicking around in mediocrity are trying to make a push to the top 25. Maybe that can put them over the hump, but if you're a school that's been traditionally ranked outside the top, 25 for the last 10 years, I'm not sure how inclined an alumni is going to be to invest money into the program. I'm not sure how much, incentive businesses are going to be to put money into the program. But think about Alabama, think about, how much money is going to Alabama already because of the exposure, right? You know they're going to be in the playoff at the end of the season. So I think that's the short answer. But, you never know. You could have an alum at one of these schools that just has a lot of money and, wants to reinvest the program. Maybe, we were talking about Nebraska. Certainly they have a rich history, and maybe they want to, those alumni that can pull together and bring the school back. I know, Greg, there's a program that's occurring over at University of Florida. It's called the Gator Collective. It's kind of like alumni pooling their money together to try to help the school of Florida. So, I don't know, if schools want to do that and get creative, I'm sure there's a lot of money that could be filtered toward the program. But I think on a brand-based level, they're going to go to the schools that have had a pedigree of success in the last, 5-10 years, and that's your Alabamas. I think that's where the money's going to go, at least for the first 3 years of the NIL era while we're still testing the market.
I can kind of answer this other one, but I want you to first. I don't know how many times you were involved with this, how much recruiting you've been involved with over the last 20, 30, 40 years even, but you'd get a coach, maybe he had mentioned it to an assistant. We got to get this kid. This kid is, I mean, we can't let this kid go for a lot of reasons. He's great. He, you know, our fans have to have him. You know, we can't let our opponents have him. That kind of thing. And they'd go, you know, you got a guy out there who can, you know, funnel him a little money, kind of a bag man, they used to call him. Now that's legal, I would imagine. I think it is legal. They're asking if it's legal, and I'm going to say I think it is. You tell me, but it appears like there are no rules that, you know, the head coach can come out himself and, you know, look behind the stands and see, you know, rich guy alum and say, hey, we got to get this quarterback out of Midwest City. Can you go get him, make sure it, you know, NIL money and all that? I assume that is legal now because I've heard nothing to tell me it's not.
Well, when the NIL first started, it seemed like this pay-for-play was thought to not be allowed. Boosters were not supposed to be involved with the program. You know, that was going to be, by and large, school-specific and maybe state-specific. But I think that was the sentiment among academics. Hey, schools can come up with whatever they want, but let's make sure pay-for-play, like giving players something akin to a salary, and let's not get boosters involved with the program. That could get messy. And then Miami kind of took the first stab at this, and they said, you know, this was that pay-for-play, you know, kind of $500 a month thing. And it was done by, you know, an alumni of the university, someone with a close affiliation to the university. And everyone kind of said, isn't this a booster? And they're like, well, the guy created a separate entity, and the entity is not a booster. So the entity can give the athletes
right.
money. Then it's fine.
Right, semantics.
So then you ask yourself, right, okay, so if any booster or any bag man creates a separate LLC, that means that they're not a booster, that you've whitewashed the booster out of them? I guess that's fine, you know? I think schools will find creative ways. If there's money waiting to be dropped into the program, you know, there'll be creative ways to go about it. I have not seen, there was only one deal, and someone could correct me if I'm wrong. The only deal I saw that the NCAA put their foot down was this deal that, you know, Lululemon had with, I think, an athlete at Oklahoma. But I think the deal was just that, hey, this guy is now a Lululemon athlete, and Lululemon's like a sports fitness brand. And this athlete didn't, you know, give anything in response or in exchange. So then the athlete tweeted something out, hey, I'm a Lululemon, I'm a Lululemon athlete, and all of a sudden it was fine. So, you know, the NCAA is not playing watchdog, and if there's money, I think these schools, you know, and these brands will find creative ways to kind of pass it through. So, yeah, short answer is I would think that would be illegal, Greg, but they're going to coax it and dress it up in something else that seems to be able to pass muster.
Yeah, and you know, it used to be, gosh, even in the late 70s, early 80s when I was in college, it was pretty well known if you wanted a five-star running back out of Texas, the going rate was six figures. Well, now it's obviously seven because all these great players are, you know, making $1 million before they even step on the field.
Right, and it's out in the open, too. So maybe it was six figures under the table, but now, right, as we saw Nick Saban do in the early weeks of the NIL era, he's going to mention, hey, Bryce Young has signed almost $7 million worth of deals. Now he can say that, and that's a separate recruiting tool in and of itself. So, you know, keep that, you know. And maybe this is good for the student-athletes, but it's certainly not going to keep the price tag down. The schools want to maybe market how much money their NIL deals are worth for their athletes. Not going to drive the price down, certainly, you know, the more transparent you make it. So people were for years saying, hey, let's bring this to the surface. It'll clean up the sport. You know, maybe it's cleaning it up, but it's certainly not taking the price down at all.
Do you think that NIL, and this is another question from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, do you think that what's going to be more important for a recruit coming out is take the highest bidder, or is it still going to be the things that we hope student-athletes would look like playing time, like, you know, how many of the, you know, the guys in my position at this university have gone into the NFL, that type of thing?
It's tough to say. I you know, I've tried to, and I'm glass half full type of guy. I would hope that NIL would be the tiebreaker. I think you'd need to go to a school that checks the box that says, hey, this school is going to be very helpful with NIL deals. Maybe the state that they're in is not going to be prohibitive. You know, so you never know, right? But I haven't seen any small schools come forward with any deals that just kind of stand out. There is, I think Master P's son signed this like bizarre $2 million deal that no one's really.
And HBC school too, right?
Yeah, it's a deal that just kind of stands out at this Albatross deal. We don't know where the money came from. The school, you know, the entity doesn't really seem to exist / have some type of platform. If those deals pop up, if boosters could just give $5 million to a kid, maybe that'll kind of swing the pendulum. But there are certain carve-outs in state laws that says this deal has to be fair market value. It can't be a deal that doesn't make sense in terms of the overall market of college athletes. So, you know, maybe that's a state that's going to be prohibitive to those type of kind of albatross deals. So, you know, Greg, I'd hope that the normal, you know, last century of college football, that those recruiting battles are still going to be fought, and NIL is like a tiebreaker. But, you know, if a school wants to invest millions into an NIL department to help these athletes, you know, maybe that's not so bad. Maybe that's not so bad, and maybe that's, you know, the version of Alabama state-of-the-art, like, training facility. Just say, hey, we have a state-of-the-art, the most expensive NIL department in the country. Could that be helpful, and could people win on that ground? Sure. I don't really like the, hey, let's throw $10 million at a kid, and he's going to sign with a school that maybe isn't the best for his future, but, hey, he got $10 million. That seems to resemble pros more than it resembles, you know, college sports.
Kansas State listener reminded me that about the time Bill Snyder came in, there was a Kansas State alum that won the lottery and did a lot for their football stadium and facilities and whatnot. He said, we need another one of those guys just to pay NIL money to future Wildcats. But I would imagine, you know, somebody's a big fan of Alabama or whoever, and they win the lottery, you know, they might be coaxed by their university to help out a little bit in the NIL now that it's legal.
Yeah, I can't say that you can't rule that out, right? And who says you need someone to win the lottery? Just have a loaded alumni and just say, hey, we wanted to donate $5 million. But, I mean, here's the thing, Greg, and I probably should point this out. The schools can't really, I mean, I want to say by and large, because some states don't have any laws, but the schools aren't really supposed to be directly involved in these NIL deals. I was on a Zoom with Miami Law School earlier in the week, and they had one of their, I guess, NIL education employees, whatever you want to call it. But their role is they're going to, quote-unquote, educate athletes on how to make money. So, you know, I guess that's educating the athletes on how to talk to local businesses. And meanwhile, the school is, I'm sure, quote-unquote, educating local businesses on how to talk to their student-athletes. So school's got to kind of function as the middleman, so to speak. So, you know, if an alumni comes into a lot of money, $10 million, I'm sure they're going to teach the school and they're going to teach the athletes how to kind of approach this and work it. But, yeah, I'd hope, to, you know, to your initial question, Greg, I'd hope that that's not the sole factor in a recruit's decision. How much money can I make? Especially, you know, at the other end of this, if they do want to get to the pros, there's hundreds of millions of dollars at the pros if you have the right college experience and you have the right tutelage, right coaching. So, I don't know. I'd hope that you just don't go for a quick grab of money, you know, as a freshman, as a sophomore. Maybe you don't get playing time. We'll see how it shakes out. But, you know, to the doomsday scenario, I guess it's on the table, right? If you have deals like Master P's son, just $2 million to go to, you know, a school that maybe was below his caliber. I think he was looking at deals from Missouri and Tennessee.
UCLA, too.
Yeah, and that's where he ends up going. So maybe for him, right, he picked the money. So I don't know. I don't know if I'd love that world. I think that world seems to resemble the professional world. But we'll see. It seems to certainly within the realm of possibility.
We got one last question, and then we'll let you go, from a young man who is in law school at the University of Oklahoma, wants to be a sports agent. Said, is this the best way to get your foot in the door early? You know what? It might be, because I noticed there's one company that has pretty much has a student rep that, you know, is kind of involved in that, wants to get in that world, that's out there. There's one kid that posts on Twitter every day from Oklahoma State, and he's kind of the liaison between this company and these athletes. Yeah, I mean, what better person to have than a sports fan at that university that, you know, is articulate and knowledgeable and able to do things like that? That maybe that's a good way to start.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, especially, you know, again, across the country, we don't really have, you know, NCAA-certified agents. So, you know, normally to be an agent, you have to be of a certain age. But right now, it's still kind of the wild, wild west. You know, people can pop in. I mentioned in, you know, for the law student that asked the question, there's a guy at University of Miami who was the equipment manager, became close with that quarterback I mentioned, Nikosi Perry, who since transferred from Miami to Florida Atlantic. He was the equipment manager, and all of a sudden he's negotiating NIL deals. He's still in college. It's not like a Drew Rosenhaus situation where he, you know, became friends with the athletes and then went to law school, and then 5 years later he was repping them. He's getting deals for them. This guy I'll shout him out, Trent Robeson. He's the NIL agent for Nikosi Perry. I had him on our podcast as well. And he's already getting deals. He's getting deals for people left and right. So yeah, certainly there's a window to do it right now. So exciting if you're into that sports agent space and you have some time at your hands, be it in law school or college. But yeah, by all means, this is the time to get your name out. And it seems to be a window of opportunity for these people that are close in age to these athletes and know them very well. So, you know, again, we frowned upon this for years, but now all of a sudden, you know, athletes are looking for representatives, for advocates. And it certainly seems to be a lane for law students, lawyers, or even just high school. You know, start at a certain point, probably not high school. High school, we're still working on NIL, but maybe college kids, I think, is probably more appropriate. But, you know, Greg, maybe 6 months from now, we're going to be having the NIL and high school conversation, you and I. I have a feeling we're not that far away.
Well, I want to get you on during basketball season as well and talk about some of the top D1 athletes. Most of them are going to be one and done, I'm going to guess. But so you don't have to pay them as long, just a year, not even that long probably. But, Dan, just great having you on. Appreciate the extra time. And urge folks on Twitter to go to Sports Law Lust and follow Dan, because there's some great, great stuff out there. And I appreciate you on, my man.
Thanks, Greg. Anytime.
All right, Dan Lust, that's going to do it, and we're going to wrap up the show after the break. Got one more break to get in here from our great sponsors. We'll come back and wrap it up after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program. Households may be eligible for a discount on their high-speed internet service up to $50 per month, or for households $75 per month on tribal land, which accounts for a majority of our state. And there's a one-time discount up to $100 for a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet purchased through a participating provider. This is a short-term federal program available first come, first serve. AARP has fought hard for this so that Oklahomans can access the affordable high-speed internet they need. For information, to see if you qualify, go to aarp.org/OKE. EBB or text internet to 22777.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have 4 great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Tiger Drugs' Craig Stone admits he was confused when he tried to lip sync and got his tongue stuck in a garbage disposal. Now that he's got it figured out, he puts Milli Vanilli to shame. Girl, you know it's true. Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut. You wouldn't know it now, but Calvin Anthony of Tiger Drug was once paralyzed from the neck up. That's right. And for almost a year, he was confined to a hat. Talk to him about that when you visit Tiger Drug, 9th and Walnut.
And that's going to do it. Want to thank Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air sounding good. I know it's hard to make me sound good, but he does. And definitely want to thank Dan Lust for joining us. That's good stuff. I you know, haven't heard enough about the NIL because all these other things are going on, but all good. We'll be back next week. Folks, have a great, great week.